Jesus Christ is the light of the world. The light no darkness can overcome. Stay with us, Lord, for it is evening, and the day is almost over. Let your light scatter the darkness and illumine your church. Joyous light of glory of the immortal Father, heavenly, holy, blessed Jesus Christ. We have come to the setting of the sun, and we look to the evening light. We sing to God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You are worthy of being praised with pure voices forever. O Son of God, O Giver of life, the universe proclaims your glory. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who led your people Israel by a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Enlighten our darkness by the light of your Christ. May his word be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. For you are merciful, and you love your whole creation, and we, your creatures, glorify you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Let the incense of our repentant prayer ascend before you, O Lord, and let your loving kindness descend on us. that with purified minds we may sing your praises with the church on earth and the whole heavenly host, and may glorify you forever. Amen. Be seated. Our scripture reading this evening is from St. Paul's second letter to Timothy, the third chapter. You, however, have followed my teaching, my conduct, my aim in life, my faith, my patience, my love, my steadfastness, my persecutions and sufferings that happened to me at Antioch, at Iconium, and at Lystra, which persecutions I endured. Yet from them all the Lord rescued me. Indeed, all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted, while evil people and imposters will go on from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it, and how from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. O Lord, have mercy upon us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. In the name of our Lord Jesus, amen. St. Paul, writing to Timothy in this second letter, knows that he is probably coming to the end of his life and the end of his ministry. Paul has been through so much. He's not kidding when he refers to his persecutions and his sufferings, and again, more persecutions which he has endured. He also describes the world in which he lived, a world, of course, not unlike the one we live in as well. Verse 13, while evil people and imposters will go on from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. Certainly, we see so much of this around us as we see the promulgation of all sorts of lies, deceptions, errors, incorrect teachings, and so on. And along with that, the bad behavior that comes. And then thirdly, the part that probably bothers me the most is the utter denial of the consequences of those bad teachings. Simply, over and over again, as Paul says, going from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. And of course, when we think about those things in the world around us, it's tempting to wring our hands, it's tempting to complain, and maybe even sometimes we want to jump ahead to that famous passage, Maranatha, come Lord Jesus, which certainly is a valid place for Christians to go when they're being persecuted to the point of losing their faith, perhaps, or their lives. But before that, Paul urges us to go to another place. In a world where things are going from bad to worse, where people are being deceived and deceiving one another, Paul says, as for you, continue in what you have learned and have firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it, and how from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. God has given to us a mighty tool to respond to the deceptions and the worsening condition of the world around us, and that mighty tool is His Word. What a blessing it is for us to have this Word. This was the theme of last Sunday's sermon from Isaiah 55, where Isaiah reminds the people of Israel in his day that God's word is powerful and it accomplishes the purpose for which it was sent. The only thing that holds back from that being accomplished is when we sit back and do not, as Paul says, become acquainted with the sacred writings. Or when we fail to publish those sacred writings and those teachings to the world around us. This great tool is one that Paul and God would urge us not to ignore, but to be encouraged by it, to be strengthened by it, and to pursue in every way all forms of Christian teaching and education. Education, the kind that takes place in our school, but also on Sunday mornings in our adult Bible classes, our youth Bible classes, and our children's Bible classes. The kind of teaching that takes place during the week on Tuesday nights during the school year. The kind of teaching that takes place in your homes when mother and father explain important things from the Bible to their children. As Timothy was blessed to have received that kind of teaching, so also God gives us a great tool to resist the lies of Satan and all the things that follow along with those lies. What a blessing it is for us to have that Word of God. And that encourages us to a number of things. First of all, to pray for all who are given the great responsibility to teach the Word of God, for myself, for the other pastors, Pastor Miller, Pastor Adel, for all of our teachers in our school, for all of our Sunday school teachers, that God's word would be understood, that God's word would be taught in its truth and purity, and that the children and the adults that receive that word would be blessed by it for the increase of their faith, the increase of their love, and for their good works. This is a great tool that God has given to us, along with our love and good works, both of which are very difficult for anyone, even Satan himself, to argue against. Therefore, we must make very, very good use of them as God has given them to us, first for our salvation, but then for the salvation of those whom God is still calling out of this world today. I left in the note in the bulletin a couple of notes, one by Martin Luther and one by Benjamin Rush, both advocates of Christian teaching and Christian education as a blessing, not only to every individual who receives them, but a blessing to the society that also has as its members those who have been taught the way of righteousness in Christ. It is something we can be thankful for, as I said, and it is something we should pray for, and something we should be actively engaged in ourselves in every possible way. For as Paul says, finally, in this third chapter, all Scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. Against that verse, Satan must surely shudder and fear that people would actually read it and believe it, for he knows that this scripture breathed out by God is certainly his defeat, as it was when Jesus was tempted in the wilderness. And three times Jesus replied, "It is written, it is written, it is written." God bless the church, our church and all churches everywhere, to be faithful to that word of God, living it, believing it, living it, and teaching it as much as God gives us the capacity to do so. In Jesus' name, amen. We rise and continue our praises, singing together the words of Scripture from Mary, the Song of Mary.
My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Have mercy. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. Have mercy. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. Have mercy. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Have mercy. For Matthew and Timothy, for all pastors in Christ, for all servants of the church, and for all the people, let us pray to the Lord. Have mercy. For Donald, for all public servants, for the government and those who protect us, that they may be upheld and strengthened in every good deed, let us pray to the Lord. Have mercy. For those who work to bring peace, justice, health, and protection in this and every place, let us pray to the Lord. Have mercy. For those who bring offerings, those who do good works in this congregation, those who toil, those who sing, and all the people here present who await from the Lord great and abundant mercy, let us pray to the Lord. Have mercy. For favorable weather, for an abundance of the fruits of the earth, and for peaceful times, let us pray to the Lord. Have mercy. For our deliverance from all afflictions, wrath, danger, and need, let us pray to the Lord. Have mercy. For the faithful teaching of your word, for its believing and living, let us pray to the Lord. Have mercy. For the faithful who have gone before us and are with Christ, let us give thanks to the Lord. Alleluia. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Rejoicing in the fellowship of all the saints, let us commend ourselves, one another, and our whole life to Christ our Lord. To you, O Lord. O God, from whom come all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works, give to us, your servants, that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your commandments, and also that we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may live in peace and quietness through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Almighty and merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve you.